الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, right now, as we're listening to this program here, our hearts may be lamenting. And we are saying, where are all those beautiful nights when we woke up for Sehri? Gone is the spiritual bliss we had felt at the time of Sehri. What about the days that we spend without consuming anything, all for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A dedication, motivation, commitment to such an extent that if a child was told that nobody's, don't have to worry, go into the bedroom and go and eat something, and the child speaks out and he says, yes, nobody will know, but Allah knows and Allah is watching. That awareness and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is so important, which we inculcate in the month of Ramadan, it must never ever leave us. That wahuwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, that Allah is with you wherever you may be. Where is the time when our mothers are so busy preparing a lovely meal for us, and at the time of Sehri, at the time of Iftari, each one is waiting with absolute uniform punctuality, punctuality that can never ever be matched, when he holds a date in his hand and he waits for the glorious name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be called out, and immediately he hears Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then the children come running and the mom says, the time is up, time is up, come on. And the children say, Allahumma laka suntu, and all of us, wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Oh Allah, for you I have fasted, and I bring faith in you, and I put my trust in you, and the risk and the provision that you have provided for me, I am making iftar with that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he puts a date in his mouth, and he sweetens his saliva, and then with the date, and thereafter he consumes it in the name of Allah. And then he drinks water in three sips, and he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he even prays, and he says, you know what, that the thirst is now gone. You know, the thirst has been quenched with the drinking of the water. How thankful he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular time. We're surely going to miss those beautiful days which come with so much uniformity that the whole Muslim Ummah in the entire world in absolute unity celebrate this beautiful month of Ramadan. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the day of Eid, and the toil and the sacrifices cannot continue forever and forever. After a certain period of time, there comes a time to rejoice. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. That for every nation there is an Eid, a day of celebration. And this is our day of celebration. Today is a day which is referred to as Yawm al-Surur, the day of happiness. And it was the beautiful practice of the Sahaba ikram that when they met one another, you know, they would say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever he's done, and you know, from us and from you. It was a crowning glory of the efforts and the sacrifices that we have done, with a beautiful dua for one another, that taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and from you. This was a teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram to Ummah, to the entire Ummah. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam builds the Baytullah. He walks around the Baytullah and he says, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, you know. And then he says, when he also makes the supplications, he says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, O Allah, accept it from us. So after the construction of the Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah, where all the effulgence and the nuru of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, Maqam Ibrahim bears testimony to that particular building that is existing in Makkah al-Mukarramah. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, and this Ibrahim alayhi salam, this lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this khalil and friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is imploring and he says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, O Allah, accept it from us. One is that a person has qabiliyat and capability, but more than qabiliyat and capability is qubuliyat and acceptance. And if Allah accepts, sometimes the weightiest deeds a person does, according to the hadith, are lost because of insincerity. And sometimes the minutest deed, where a prostitute gives water to a thirsty dog to drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds maghfirah for her just because of this action of hers. How beautiful is it that it may look such a trivial act, feeding a dog, you know, quenching the thirst of a dog, but Allah loved the sincerity behind that particular action. So we also pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us qubuliyat and acceptance, you know, for the efforts that we had done in the month of Ramadan. Let it not be so, O the honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, and to the Muslim Ummah at large and to ourselves, that we prayed for Rahmah, awwaluhu Rahmah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with Rahmah. And we prayed for Maghfirah in the middle 10 days. And Maghfirah is something that we ask from Allah always, but more so in that particular time. And a sequence is shown. Try and invite the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after you invite the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then seek forgiveness and get the Maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you have been overshadowed by Rahmah and with Maghfirah, then you are going to get itkum minan nar, emancipation from the fire of hell. Who wants to burn in the dreadful fire of hell? That is why every day after Fajr Salat and after Maghrib Salat, we must read, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. O Allah, save me from the fire. O Allah, save me from the fire. And if a person passes away during that day or that night, Allah will save them from the dreadful fire of Jahannam. So yes, we were talking about all these beautiful days, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this particular day of Eid. It leaves behind a very, very great message for us, that the Muslim Ummah toiled for 30 days, had a hard day remaining thirsty and hungry, free from sexual relations. When he made iftari, he came home, he had a meal, and after that meal, there he has to now go and prepare himself to listen to the noble recitation of the Holy Quran in a 20 rakat salah prayer, which is known as Taraweeh. And then he listens so attentively, And then the Hafizas, with all their glory in the entire world, assemble in the masajids, in the jamaat khanas, in its various venues, to read this Quran. You know, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We have revealed the dhikr, the Quran Majid, and we are the ones that will protect it. And that dimension of protection is proven and displayed in the entire universe when Hufazi Kiram were reading the Noble Quran. Let us not leave the Noble Quran after so much attachment to the Noble Quran with the dawn of the day of Eid. That is why the night of Eid is also a night of ibadat. It is the night of virtue, and Laylatul Jaiza it is referred to as. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the ibadat on the night of Eid. Then on the day of Eid, you know, there's a couple of sunnahs that we adhere to. And one of those particular sunnahs is that we make ghusl, we wear a nice set of clothing, we apply perfume and itar, we apply oil to our hair and our beards, and we have something to eat before we leave for the Eidgah, because all the days after the Fajr Azan had gone, then we had stopped eating, because the time of Sehri now, you know, has expired, and the time of fasting has now set in. And so we stopped eating, but now with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a day which is not permissible for you to fast. So you eat something sweet, and then you go to the Eidgah, and you listen to the Salah, and you listen to the Khutbah. And so you can imagine, yeah, gone very differently from the Jummah khutbas every day, every week of the year, when the Imam first recites the khutbah and then the salah. In each salah, everybody hastens reciting Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. They glorify Allah. They sing the praises of Allah, and they call out the greatness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah alone is the greatest. Allah alone is the greatest. And they're humming and singing away this beautiful names of Allah and His might and His magnificence. And they are going to the Eidgah. What a pleasant feeling it is. But now why is it that the Imam recites the namaz first? They say that you've toiled enough in Ramadan, and Allah has blessed you with so much. We cannot wait for the Imam to deliver khutbah first. We need to engage ourselves in a salah, and such a salah which has got some extra takbirs, which proclaim the greatness of Allah again in those takbirs. And then there's a method of performing Eid namaz in various regions. It's explained how you perform the Eid namaz with the six extra takbirs. And so the Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar is again recited in the salah, and the mu'min is so gratified and so happy, and he just wants to fall into sajda and thank Allah for having blessed him with such a beautiful month for him, which he was making dua all the time. And then he wakes up after that, you know, from his sajda, and then he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then eventually when the salah is finished with assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then the Imam delivers the khutbah, and in the khutbah he recites the takbir so many numerous times, glorifying Allah and the greatness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So the month of Ramadan was a month of toiling. The night of Eid was the little sleep that we had in the grave. And the day of Eid is a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مغفور لهم من صام رمضان من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا. With Iman, you know, and with the view of gaining reward, that is the intention, then Allah forgives all their sins. How blessed is this ummah who have tried, who have aimed for Laylatul Qadr. How blessed is this ummah who fasted for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given them a guarantee that Allah has forgiven all their sins. and in their rejoicing and their happiness, they find this day of Eid, you know, to fulfill that pleasure. And like the day, the night of Eid was the time spent in the Qabr, the day of Eid is like the rewards that is being handed out in the book of deeds in the right hand, and a person is asked to enter paradise. Such bliss and happiness. So our life will be running like no water to drink. And look at the ravaged, war-torn areas where the Muslim Mujahideen, you know, are dedicating themselves against the infidels and against the oppressors. All they are remaining hungry, you know, for longer periods of time than we are when we are fasting. They do not even know where the next morsel is coming from. And in all that difficulty, they still fasted. And so what happens is, our life is a life of trials and tribulations like the month of Ramadan. And then we'll have that period in the grave. And then when the bounties of Allah will come in the Akhirah, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows no limit. How beautiful it is. Then we are asked to take out our Sadaqatul Fitr. There's a benefit for the poor because it assists them. And it's a compensation for our fasting. That if there was any shortcoming during our fast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover it up through the Sadaqatul Fitr. And it's a very, very small price that we have to give for a whole month's roza, 40 rand or 45 rand or 50 rand. It's such a minute sum, you know. And then the recitations of the takbirs that we read is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful it is. Some of the ulama kiram say it's mustahab and preferable to even go to the Qabristan, because just as the living people are so happy on this day, then when we go and greet those people who are in their graves, you can imagine what happiness you fill into that. Into their lives. So our happiness is also in ibadat. Unlike the other nations of the world, the greatest amount of liquor is consumed during the month of Christmas, and a month in which they say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, whom they refer to as Jesus Christ, was born. And their merrymaking is wearing, you know, outfits that are very revealing. And then what happens is singing and partying and dancing and drinking. And the most amount of liquor that is sold in the world in any month is in the festive season, as they refer to it as. And so Islam teaches us something very, very different. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra wa la yuridu bikum. Allah doesn't want to make anything difficult for you. But even on our days of festivity, we go, you know, wali tukabbirullah, that we glorify Allah for the guidance that He had given us. And on our days of festivities, unlike the others, there's no musical instruments, there's no firecrackers or anything like that. Ours is a dedication to our Rabb, who owns the owner of the heavens and the earth. Such a beautiful occasion it is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion, and I must mention this year as well, you know, he addressed the women, and the women were asked to come to for the Eid prayers. At that particular time, even the menstruating women, because it was a time in the stages of Islam, and that's the initial stages, that they had to get some ta'aleem. So people must not misunderstand this particular aspect. But the point to be driven, he said, Ya ma'shar al-nisa, you know, oh, the group of women, the saddaqna, that you must give charity, fa'inni ra'aytu kunna, then I've seen many of you, you know, aksara ahlaha nisa, that in Jahannam, the majority of the dwellers will be women. So one woman asked, oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason for that? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, that tukfirna al-ashir, that you disobey your husbands, what tukthirna al-la'na, and you make a lot of curses, you just give curses as a hand. And then, and both these acts take you towards Jahannam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu took out a sheet and walked amongst the ladies. And when Rasulullah SAW said, tasaddaqna, that you must give out sadaqah. So the love of this world was removed from their hearts. And if they were wearing whatever jewelry according to the time on their ears, maybe earrings or maybe necklaces or bangles, they gave everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not asked to make such demands. You know, there's no such demands on us here. We only take our Sadaqatul Fitr. But this was just to give the women a lesson, to say that how we should be careful in our lives. So this is a very, very great day for all of us, the day of Eid, a day where we glorify Allah, and this glorifying Allah must continue for the rest of the year. And the spirit of Ramadan may be gone, but Ramadan must remain with us for the rest of the year. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.